4. Negotiating styles and tips. When you know what you want and try to get another person to give it to you, you are negotiating. Learn to recognize challenging negotiating styles. There are negotiators who are fighters or attackers. These people want to win. They may threaten, insult, withhold information, and stretch the truth. Appeasers or converters try to make you happy by offering to do some things for you or by convincing you to see things their way. Those negotiators who flee or dither switch between attacking, hiding, delaying, and trying to win you over. They don't take a stand on things. For the most part, they would probably rather not deal with the situation. Analysts try to ignore feelings and look only at the facts to solve the problem, whether or not it meets people's needs. They rely on facts, not on emotions. One-way thinkers have already made up their minds and won't change. They are honest and well-meaning, but not flexible. To negotiate successfully, try these tips. Ask the person why he or she said no to your request. Ask what advice he or she could give you to get the solution you want. Ask the person to recommend another option or solution. If this option is okay with you, ask for details of when it will happen. If the option doesn't suit you, tell the person your ideas. If he or she disagrees with you, ask why. Know your best alternative to a negotiated agreement. Can you walk away if you don't get the best option? What other choices do you have? What are the pros and cons of each choice? Also consider what the other person's best alternative might be. Ask yourself, what are your best and worst case options? During negotiations, aim for the area in between. Don't drop below your worst, as later you may feel angry and resentful. Stick to the problem and to the facts. Do not attack the other person's intelligence, competence, or sense of fairness. If you find yourself becoming argumentative, angry, or withdrawn, ask to stop the conversation and come back another time when you're not upset. For example, say, "I'd like to take some time to think about what we've both said. When can we meet again to talk about this?" Ask for a second opinion, including an expected date when it will happen. Keep a record of all your meetings and phone calls, including the date, the person you talked to, and what was said. Using a health diary helps keep everything organized in one place. Remember, negotiation is a process, not a one-time event. A person may be willing to meet you halfway or give you something that you need under certain circumstances. So listen carefully to detect what these might be. Don't give up because one person says no. Review your plan and see if you need to change something. You may have to alter your plan several times, but keep focusing on your goal.